Welcome to the FPL USA Press Play Podcast. We are the audio home for all things FPL in the United States of America. Big up the two-time World War winner and the best country in the world. No biases here from myself, Bucks, or my lovely co-host on the best coast, Brian Chin. Chin, say hello to our lovely listeners.
What's good, everyone? We have a new FPL game to really try and rack up some big wins. So I'm excited to dive into FPL Challenge. And just as a side note, we are taking this worldwide, even though we are the home of FPL USA. We love having our international guests interact with us, and we've had many voices on the pod. So we're open to those visas and those passports from all walks of life.
Yeah, all listeners count to the FPL USA Press Play hosts, and there's love to be shared with every country in the world. Australia, New Zealand, places in the Middle East, England, where the game is hosted at. We got love for everyone. Mexico. This is a no walls kind of podcast, isn't it, Brian?
That's right. So let's dive into it. There is a new game that has appeared on the Fantasy Premier League website and in your app. So make sure to get the most recent version of that app. There's now a tab at the bottom of it in iOS, and I'm sure in Android as well. So FPL Challenge. Wow. We have essentially a high level view that we're going to share today and share some of our thoughts and where we're seeing some loopholes being really pointed out by a lot of the content creator community. So this is essentially a free hit style game that everyone can make a team for each week. Now, this is coming off the heels, which I find just fucking comical, off the heels of one of the worst game week averages of all time in blank game week 29, where tons of people free hit and they scored 0 points. And then this new free hit game comes out. But there are going to be a lot more points to be had in this game coming up. So, Bucks, your initial thoughts here. Are there any other rules I guess we should just run down? I think the few interesting things for me are that you can join at any point in the game week. So there's certain windows and kickoff deadlines that you will be able to submit a team for. So even if you miss that early morning 4:30 USA PST deadline, you can still submit a full team later on using the players remaining in the game week. So that's a big one. And then you can have up to 5 players from an individual team in your lineup. So this is really part of the strategy where you are going to be doubling down on results. So for instance, this week you have the Lutonians traveling to play Tottenham. You could have 5 Tottenham players in your side if you think they're going to get thrashed and win 5-0. So a couple of interesting wrinkles there. And then the biggest, Bucks, tell the people what the actual fantasy challenge is each week.
Yeah, so I think this is the most interesting quirk of this whole new game, which we should mention is in beta mode. So they're just, the FPL Towers game are going to be testing this out for the remainder of the season. We have 9 game weeks to go. So they'll have 9 instances of data to see if this is going to continue and how they might revise this going into next season.
Yeah,
so for me, I think the challenge aspect is what makes this compelling. And I would probably play FPL even if I had to pay a couple dollars a year to be involved. I'm just so addicted to the Premier League and I'm in deep, so to speak. So of course, more FPL means more fun for my point of view. But the FPL challenge, the reason it's so interesting is each game week is going to be its standalone contest. So there are going to be winners in mini leagues. There are going to be winners overall and prizes awarded on a 1 week basis. So each and every week, you'll be able to select a full suite of 15 players. And starting out with game week 30, the challenge is there's unlimited budget. So we have $999 million Great British pounds to play with in the FPL game. The prices are the same from the standard game. They're just pulled in for game week 30 where we're at in time. And again, the quirk is that 5 players from each team, which is going to come into greater focus when we talk about what the challenges are for game week 31 and most notably game week 32. So just to skip ahead for game week 31, any forward player, their points are going to be doubled. So, of course, that's incentivizing managers in the FPL challenge game to set up in at least a 3-4-3. So maybe you want to go 3-3-4. I don't know if you're crazy and think all of a sudden clean sheets are going to come back, but you're going to want to have for certain three forwards. And why that is because each of them is going to score as if they were captained in the traditional game. They'll get double points. Now, if you captain a forward, which of course, you know, the math and the analytics community is going to be bang on saying you must do this, they'll get quadruple points.
I wouldn't say it's a deep dive on the analytics front. Four times the quad captain. Got to love that for game week 31.
Yeah, that's really putting shame to that triple captainship that we get. And, it's been a bugaboo chip for many in the community over the years. And then looking ahead to game week 32, this is where I think the FPL challenge game is really starting to flex their muscle, so to speak, because they are leaning into the press, the pageantry around the final game between Klopp and Manchester United. So every Liverpool player and every Manchester United player selected will get double points. Now, we should mention that one of the big differences in FPL challenge versus traditional FPL is that you don't have a limit of three players. You have a limit of five players from each team. So if we look at game week 32, you could have realistically, let's say 8 to 10 captains on the pitch at any point in time, because you want to have probably five players from Manchester United and five from Liverpool. Again, it's just going to make it a little quirky and it's going to make the game a little fun for managers who, let's say, were engaged at the start of the season in the traditional FPL game and their season has gone totally belly up or sideways. In your case, Brian, I would say mostly sideways. It hasn't gone quite according to plan, but you're also not 6 million in the world, which would be a disaster for an engaged manager. So this is a way to have a little more fun with it and bring back some of the less engaged managers at this point in the season to get deep into the banter and be shit talking their mini league rivals.
Yeah. And the thing I really like about FPL challenge in the beta mode is it's again, just a way that you can get together with your friends. Maybe you're having drinks on a Friday night and you know, one person's in the top 10K, one person's 3 million, but you can actually just have a little challenge between, you know, your small group of friends. You can create mini leagues. Inside the mini leagues, there will be one top scorer that will win that week. We don't really have a comprehensive game week 30 through 38, like total. So the way that I'm looking at it is you kind of play as, you know, high score of the week gets a small prize. Or if you chip in and have a small buy-in or have some kind of other incentive, then that high score each week wins that that week. So I think that's just a fun thing to also just pick players outside of your regular FPL team and go for punts. Like again, this week, Fulham versus Chef U. In your team, you're probably not going to have any, in your standard team, you're not going to have any Fulham assets, but this is a good way to maybe get Jedi Robinson in, definitely get Muniz in. And it just adds a little bit more of a flex to the game.
Yeah. And I should say that there are prizes from the official FPL towers that aren't too shabby. So Brian, I'm actually cheering on your team in the FPL challenge for game week 30, because I saw that the grand prize for the winner is a trip to New York City.
Hey,
I'd love to have
nice.
You. I'd love to have you in my backyard and we can go out for beers and celebrate with some pizza and some good food for game week 31. When then I come back in and I take the crown back and win that high scoring week. So there's going to be prizes, a trip. I saw there was an autographed memorabilia that's being teased. So it's not for nothing. It's a free game. And again, I think this is just mostly adding to the fun. To shout out one of our favorite FPL USA content creators at Hail Cheaters, the Always Cheating podcast, Josh and Brandon, they like to say, make fantasy fun again. And X fun is going to be at an all-time high. I also think X chaos might be in an all-time high in this beta version of the FPL challenge.
That's right. And I don't know if you've given any thought to some of the weekly challenges that could come for the rest of the season, but I'm thinking about like defender goals get 10 points in a game week. And so maybe you play a 5-3-1 formation one game week, or they have so many different ways that they could go with this to make it more interesting and have you again pick different players than you would pick in standard FPL. One of the knockbacks though, I think, is the fact that they did not go for dynamic weekly pricing. They went with a strategy where the prices of each player will be the same as they are in FPL. And that one's a bit of a bummer because when we look at somebody like Cole Palmer playing home to Burnley this week, he's a 6.2 million pound asset right now, but in reality, he's a 10 million plus pound asset. And so there are other games in the UK specifically that have more dynamic weekly pricing that I think they kind of missed the boat on, because the 38 game week season in FPL, you're really able to identify some of the players that, you know, rise to the top that are severely underpriced.
Yeah, I want to double down on what you just said, Brian, because I'm actually most disappointed that there's not dynamic lineups that you could go to. So, you know, I think the FPL has covered the basics where you can do, you know, the Christmas tree 5-4-1. You could do a 3-4-3, a 4-4-2 formation, and that's all well and good. But I know that in other games, you know, there is emphasis specifically in UEFA Champions League for recoveries and duels won and, you know, completed passes. And that really brings value to players that like Rodri or Rice, who both of them are having great seasons, but are not traditional FPL picks because they play defensive mid. But I think that if they got a little more creative on that front, that would have been something really cool to test drive here. So maybe there would be an incentive to have, you know, like a diamond shape midfield, and you would be able to pick a defensive mid, and that would be something that maybe they could put a challenge around, like, you know, defensive mids score double if they get an attacking return. Just a way to bring more levels of nuance to the FPL challenge game. But again, I think this is a test drive to see what a third iteration of the overall FPL universe could look like, because I think draft and FPL challenge is kind of like midway between the two of them. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, draft relies on you having a really good group of FPL players that are going to play and be engaged all season long. But as soon as one or two of those players fall off, draft really just goes into the shitter and is not really as fun as you would have thought at the kind of onset when you actually draft your initial team. So it's a great way to get people more involved with the game. And again, beta version, there's going to be lots of tweaks to iron out, but I think the biggest miss right now for the standard FPL game is not being able to use your subs, and those players on are often afterthoughts. But when you look at UEFA fantasy, you are dynamically bringing in those players each and every kind of kickoff if they are going to possibly outscore your starters. So I think they're really testing, especially for the servers, right? Like FPL Towers is not known for their tech stack. So testing the server's capabilities to bring in these players and make sure that they're able to just process the data. I would love to see that, because having a full roster of 15 and actually playing some of those gems on your bench when your starter's blank is a really fun way to stay engaged. So I think overall, I'm excited for it. I think we're going to have a small mini league set up and have some people test it. But now I just want to transition quickly into a few of the loopholes that the pro pundits and folks over at the likes of Fantasy Football Scout are pointing out. So this is a little bit harder in the audio version, but would definitely recommend you check out Fantasy Football Scout's FPL Challenge video done by Joe, who's one of the OGs in the community. And it's about 10 minutes long. But it goes through a few of the potential loopholes that an engaged FPL challenge manager can exploit. So in this one, they've basically used their 15 slots. And what they've done is in the first window of games, they have put four players who play early in the game week. So for this week specifically, you're looking at players from Chelsea and from the likes of Newcastle, because they're playing the first couple kickoffs. You bench all of those four players, and then in your starting lineup, you actually start four red flag players who play in later windows. I know this is getting complicated, but hear me out. So then, if the players from your bench, say Gordon or Palmer, they absolutely bang, they will auto sub in for your red flag players. However, if they blank, you are actually able to then take out your red flag players. You can transfer them out for players who have not yet played and will play in a later window. such as a Liverpool asset. And so this is a really, it's a really funny because they want to make this game more accessible to folks, but there is this loophole where if you do it this way, you really enhance your chances of scoring more points. And then on top of that, this actually trickles down into captaincy. So as it stands right now, the way that the rules have been explained, you can basically start your vice captain in an early window. So let's say this week you start with the vice on Sun, and then in your starting lineup, you have your captain be Jota, who is red flagged, is not going to play. Then if Sun actually bangs in points, you can leave the captain armband on Martial and he will get no points on Jota and he will get no points for this game week. And then you get your vice captain points. And so you'll actually then from there also get Jota subbed out and then another player will come off your bench. So it gives you kind of two cracks. And then on top of that, you're actually able to, if Sun were to blank, you can change the armband and bring in your captain who plays in a later fixture, which is going to be somebody like Salah. So this is something that they really need to iron out because the really engaged nerds like us are going to take advantage of this. But it is something that, again, work in progress, and I hope that they are able to figure out a way to do this. The subbing aspect of FPL Challenge is just set up so that if you miss the early kickoff window, you could still submit a team, but it does give an advantage to somebody who has been playing the entire weekend. So that was a lot, but definitely check out that video on Fantasy Football Scout because it goes into the ins and outs very, very quickly and in depth.
Yeah, one last thing I want to just throw in is the lack of deadlines. I think this is something that needs to be brought to the official FPL game for next season. They have the server capacity. I mean, this is a game that's affiliated with the Premier League, who's making money hand over fist, not just from TV rights, but also from season ticket holders and jersey sales.
What's funny, Bucks, is I was watching another video of somebody who works or had been like a source for this and works on FPL in FPL Towers. And they said you would be absolutely shocked with the lack of support and revenue that the actual Premier League gives to their fantasy game, even though it is so popular and reaches over 12 million people. And so hopefully over time that'll change, but they said you would be astounded. Now I'm just picturing a couple hamsters spinning on wheels to get their servers updated each week. And oftentimes those hamsters get tired and then all of a sudden the servers crash.
Yeah, it's like Andy Murray and Gareth Bale are on their Peloton bikes powering the entire operation. I could loosely imagine that. Just one thing about the captaincy quirk. I think that's something we should touch on in a little bit greater detail. The reason that's important is because you can sub in your players on the bench for any player who hasn't yet played. So again, there is an advantage to having a player. You mentioned Martial, you mentioned Jota. We for sure know they're injured. They're probably not even making the match day squad. You give them the captain's armband and you put, say, Salah on your bench. Now, Sun plays at 11 o'clock Eastern time. So that would be 8 o'clock PST on the West Coast of the United States on Saturday. But Salah doesn't play all the way until Sunday in, a marquee match against Brighton at home. The reason that's important is because you can know whether, Salah is coming in for Jota or maybe you sub him in for someone else. Again, it's all about kind of bench wankery here to maximize the points that your FPL challenge team gets. And that's where I think that, yes, this is a game mostly devoted to re-engaging more casual players, but it is giving a little bit of a carrot and a little bit of a bonus leg up to the engaged managers who are going to dive deep into the rules and probably make some crazy models and advanced calculations and simulations around the FPL challenge game, even though it is just a test drive at this point in time.
I'm most excited for just the lack of Twitter leaks to affect my FPL challenge team, because when we get the official lineup announced, I'll still have that hour before the deadline, that 90 minutes before the deadline, to bring in a player who's actually starting. And so for me, that's a lot more fun. That is one of my biggest grievances that I have with the FPL game is that they make the 90-minute deadline so close to the first match, and there's just so many people in different time zones that can take advantage of that. There's so many leaks. You know, part of me is wishing that they would just do it 24 hours before as soon as the press conferences are ramped up or wrapped up, that they then set the deadline, closer to there, so people don't get an advantage from all these leaks. So this will be interesting to see how that comes into our thinking when we're playing FPL Challenge.
All right, in closing, I think this is going to be the only pod that we really discuss FPL Challenge, but I think we've both made a team. Am I correct in saying that, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I think we'll make a small mini league just for the pod, for anybody who wants to just give it a challenge and try as well for fun.
Yeah, so scrounge into our DMs, follow us on social at FPL USA Press Play. Let's just give the listeners maybe three or five players that we think might be essential if you are going to play FPL Challenge for Game Week 30. You got anyone who's jumping off the page for you?
Absolutely. I think going with players that are playing Sheffield United, playing Burnley, and playing Luton are all great shouts. So having fun, maybe going with somebody like Nico Jackson and Palmer, those seem like fun picks this week. Going with Muniz versus Sheffield United, that could be a fun little shout. And then having up on those Spurs guys, I think, I know that's more than three, but that's kind of my strategy going into this game. And it allows you to completely swerve the City and Arsenal match, which we know is going to be a bloodbath, and it should just be a really cagey match. So that'll be fun. And it's also, again, with Liverpool playing Brighton on the last window of the game week, you can also look at Salah and Darwin as well. So lots of fun players that you can hopefully have this weekend. All right, just a quickie from Brian and Bucks here. We appreciate you guys checking us out. And again, we will drop our free mini league for FPL Challenge on the socials, and we'll be highlighting each of the highest scorers on our social each week and giving them a shout out. So where can they find us, Bucks?
Yeah, find us on social. Brian is at FPL USA Brian. I am at FPL USA Bucks. The podcast can be found at FPL USA Press Play. And we want to give a shout out. We are always thinking about our third co-host, the man, the myth, the legend, the wolf in sheep's clothing. That is Disco Dan, aka FPL underscore Black Wolf. He is one of the founding members of hashtag FPL USA. He's involved in at FPL Meets, which is a great way to meet fellow FPL addicts and great people who love the Premier League. Most of them also love beers and good hang. So it's a fantastic group of people that you can get to meet in your local big city or neighborhood, or just at your bar if you want to get people in the door. So shout out to Dan. We hope you make a speedy and full recovery in the coming days. We love FPL. We love you, our listeners, and we hope to see you on the FPL Challenge for Game Week 30. See y'all.